Today's shir in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Hey Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're learning Simen Resh Mem Dalet today, Sif Beis. And we're going to do first the entire short Mechaber and Ramah, and then we'll go through the Mishneh Berurah and the Dear Shu footnotes. The Mechaber begins, and he continues in what is a non-Jewish person allowed to do for you in terms of construction on Shabbos. And again, we're always talking about where it's a kablonus type of arrangement. You're paying him by the job, a flat fee for the job. Everybody agrees under all situations, you're not allowed to hire a non-Jewish person to work for you on Shabbos just for Shabbos. So the Mechaber writes, Lifsol Huavonim, to have the non-Jewish person go and chisel the stones that he's going to put into your building. Ulisakin Akoros, or to arrange and fix and size up the beams that he's going to use for your building. To do this, Afilu Bebeso Shaleino Yehudi is Osir. Even to do this, not in the building of the Jewish person, on the house or the property of the Jewish person, but even to do this in the courtyard of the non-Jewish person is forbidden. Why? Kiven de letzorech mechuberhu. Because the purpose of the chiseling of these stones or the fixing of these beams, arranging these beams to the right size, is for the purposes of the mechuber, of the house that will be attached to the ground. And as we've already said, you're not allowed to do these things for the house because of maris ayin, even though the guy is being paid to do it by the job, and we don't care if he does it for us on Shabbos or on Sunday. The guy chooses to do it on Shabbos, nevertheless, because of Maris Ayin concerns, we don't allow him to do something b'mechubar that's attached to the ground, and this chiseling of the rocks and making of the beams is considered k'mechubar. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. V'im asukein, if in fact the guy did this, lo yishakim bebinyan, then he shouldn't put them in. As we'll see in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Matzke, lo yishakim bebinyan, this is actually a machlokis, and the Mechaber did not specifically quote the Tor, who says it's aser, but he says you shouldn't do this to follow the opinion of the Tor, but b'di'eved, he says if you were to use it, it wouldn't be aser, so he says lo yishakim bebinyan, don't do this l'chadchila, but b'di'eved, there may be room to allow it. And the Ramah adds, Hagah v'yeshomrim dim eino mafursim shosho Yisrael. There are those opinions, however, that state that if it's not clear that he's doing this for a Jewish person, since he's doing it in the house of the non-Jewish person, shari, it would be permissible. And this is brought down in the name of the Kolbo. That's the entire Sif base. Now we'll spend the rest of the shir looking at the Mishneh Berurah and Dirshu footnotes. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Yudalet. He writes, Vidavka, we're talking here, the Mechaber says the non-Jewish person can chisel the stones for you and make the beams for you. Kishavonim v'koros hem shel Yisrael. We're talking here that those beams and rocks belong to the Jewish person and the non-Jewish person is just working on them. And the Jewish person gave them unesonim leuman eino yehudi lesastom ulesaknom. And the Jewish person gave these rocks or beams to the non-Jewish person to work on them. So even though he's working on them in the non-Jewish person's house, it's the Jewish person's beams and rocks. However, avol ma'eino yehudi misateis ha'avonim shelo. If the non-Jewish person has his own quarry and he has his own rocks, umisakin kor shelo, or he has his own beams and he's making his own beams, albeit they will be used in the Jewish person's house, shayisol osimu kibolus alakol. But since if the Jewish person is paying him a flat sum, a contracted job that it's going to cost him $1,000 to do the entire job, therefore it's up to the guy whether he wishes to use these stones or these beams for the Jewish person. Habreira od biyado eino yehudi lisatis avonim acheros ulahachzik elu liatzbo. Since the non-Jewish person could at any point in time change his mind and say, you know what, this rock's a very nice rock, I think I'm going to keep it for myself, and I'll give the Jewish person another rock. Or another person comes to him, a guy comes to him and says, I need a rock right now. Oh, here, take this one. I'll make for the Jewish person a different rock. So since it's totally in the guy's control, afilu also zeh letzorech Yisrael. So even though here he is intending to make this rock or this beam for the Jewish person's house, nevertheless, in eino beveso shel Yisrael, since it's not in the house of the Jewish person, avshu meforsim shos zeh letzorech Yisrael, even though everybody knows that this person is the contractor for the Jewish person's house, nevertheless, it will be mutter in this situation, because shezeh lo nikra adayim meleches Yisrael, because it doesn't belong to the Jewish person. It belongs to this non-Jewish contractor. And since he can give it away, everybody knows that. And therefore, it's not called doing work for the Jewish person on Shabbos. Dear Shifu, number 13 adds over here, likewise, in regards to somebody who asked a Jewish person to make him na'alayim, shoes. So even though it looks like the Nochri is making the shoes specifically for him on Shabbos, since the non-Jewish person can go and give it to somebody else, Therefore, kivin shadayin lo nikra shem Yisrael aleim, since it's not yet called the Jewish person's shoes, sharim yirtza nochi yochel lemochu liacher, he could sell it to somebody else and make for the Jewish person another pair at a later point in time. So nechshav hadover sheino osek b'melocha haYisrael. He's not doing it for the Jewish person, and therefore it would be permissible. Mishnah Berurah says, this is all the opinion, Ken Kosov, Hadogum Revolver. Everything we said till now in this Mishnah Berurah, it's on the Dogum Revolver. The Shariat Tshuva brings it down over here in the bracketed asterisk, the exact same thing. But the Mishnah Berurah notes, Ukvar Kidmo, earlier than this Dogum Revolver, there was a really the Tshuva Sarad Vaz, Bechel Shishi Simenun Vav, who says the same thing. But he concluded one point differently. Achshim Messiah Sham, the Radvaz concludes over there. If he's doing it in his own house, but it's near the Jewish person's house, he says, then that's not right. Because here we do have a concern. Because while most people do this with a kabbonis, a contractual job arrangement, some people will hire day by day, and therefore there is a maris ayin concern if he's doing it right next to the Jewish person's house, albeit on the non-Jewish person's property. Tishufut number 14 brings down, if a Jewish person hires a non-Jewish person to go and shake out his flax as a contractual job, as a kablonis, and now he's doing it in the Jewish person's yard on Shabbos, so in this situation, it would be preferable that you give over all of the pishton to the non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, so it actually belongs to the nochri, and then it would be mutter for him to go and shake it out in your yard on Shabbos. Assuming, of course, it also came with kavlanos, because you're paying him by the job. And min hagayir lasus came with kavlanos. And everybody knows that you normally pay this by the job and not to specifically pay them by the day. So therefore, there's no maris ayin concern, and it's not considered mechubal lekarka. So this would be permissible under this setup. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Tezvav writes, the litzorich mechuberhu, the reason why the non-Jewish person can't do this if it's a Jewish person's rocks or beams, even though he's doing it in the non-Jewish person's house, is because it's for the purposes of something attached to the ground. Because what are you going to do with these rocks, the Mishnah Berurah says? Kedei l'shakam, you're going to go and place them b'habinyan, inside this building. Aken chashavu kimechuber. Therefore, the rocks are considered like they're part of the mechuber. V'tzorech limchos b'yodu, and you must protest and tell the non-Jewish person, do not do this. This is assuming imhu b'toch hatchum afilu osa rochuk m'habinyan. This is true as long as it's anywhere within the tchum of the Jewish person that the non-Jewish person is doing this, even if it's far away from the actual site of the construction. Tishah foot number 15 brings down, what about the reverse situation? Kablon Yisrael shibona bayis avor goy, a Jewish contractor who's taken a job to build a house for a non-Jewish person. And this Jewish contractor hires a non-Jewish subcontractor as a kablonus position, as a job, to pay him for the job, and he's now doing this work on Shabbos for the goy. So, Shelos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weizatzal writes, Mutter, this is permissible. Because Kola Issa B'Melechas Mechuber Hu Davka Shemesakin Anochri Bayis Shal Yisrael. Because the whole Yisrael here is you're making the house for the Jewish person. But here you're making the house for the non-Jewish person. And a non-Jewish person is doing it through Kabbalanus for a non-Jewish person. So he says, even if the rocks and the stones are all that the non-Jewish person owns, it would be permissible. He says, this is davko kishenu kaveas malachto b'Shabbos, but you can't tell the non-Jewish person, I want you to do this today on Shabbos. But if he tells him to do it on Shabbos, then it's osur. Chavetz Chaim, the Shaar Tzion, Os Tezvav, brings down that it certainly would be osur if it wasn't at the end of the tchum, but was close to the house, that was going without saying. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah wrote over here, in mitocha tchum rochok me'abinyan, but certainly if it's close, it certainly is no good. Even if it's far away, it's no good. Certainly if it's close, it's no good. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin, he writes, V'im Asu Kain, what happens if the guy didn't listen and the guy did this for you? Can you use those stones or not? So he says, Ayin Lekame Masha Kasavnu B'zeh. This will be learned later on. Tishufut number 16 brings down, in Sifkan Chof, in tomorrow's share, it's going to tell us over there, B'di'evet, Li'achar Situ Suavonim, V'tikun HaKoros. After the guy has already made the rocks and has fixed the beams or made the beams to the right side, if the non-Jewish person had in fact done this as a contractual job, one can rely upon the more makel opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam to allow you to use these stones or these beams in your building. And if you look at the Bir Halacha over here, Lo Yishakin Bebinyan, he writes, the Tur writes also Lishakin Bebinyan. The Tur says you're not allowed to do this. However, Le'inyan Bayis Kosav HaTur, this is in regards to a house, Umimenu hetik hamechaber b'siv gimel derak nochon lahachmir. And the mechaber in siv gimel is going to say it's proper to be machmir. So it seems there's a stira over here between siv gimel and over here. So the Tosu Shabbos answers in his metaritz as follows. Hacha shirotz l'shakam bevinyan. Here you're intending to put him into the building. That's called l'chatchila. And over there, it's really b'di'evet. So that's why b'di'evet it would be acceptable. However, the Morgan of Rum writes that over here too, it's considered b'di'evet. The yesh hefsed ayideizeh, and therefore the Chafetz Chaim explains that's why he thinks that the lashon over here of the mechaber didn't copy the lashon of the tour and say it's aser. The kavonasod rak nachol lahachmir. You should lechatchila be machmir, but b'di'evet it would be acceptable. And he says this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Hagra. Sivkat Yud Zayin. The Ramah wrote v'yesh omrim. If it's not clear that this is being done for the Jewish person, the stones and the beams aren't clear in the loan that it's for the Jewish person, then it would be permissible, brought down the name of the Kobo. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah, Hayesh Omrim Koyakulu. This statement of the Ramah is actually going on the entire Sif over here. Dainu Af Melchuber Gomor, Lo Asu Bekablon, it's Elabistoma. He says that even if you're dealing over here on actually Melchuber, if it's done with Kablonus, it would be allowed if it was not known that it was for the Jewish person. The Mistamer Shem Yisrael Nikra Alav, because normally it would be that it would be well known that it's for a Jewish person. So if it's not well known, it would be permissible. But Avol Biyadua Lanu She'enu Meforsum Habinyan Al Shem Yisrael Lo Asu B'Kibolus. But if it's not known that it's for the Jewish person, so then the rabbis did not asur it over here according to Ramah in a job, a contractual type of a total payment relationship, and they're not working for you as a Schir Yom. The Ramah over here, v'ha detzien Ramah hayeshomim al situs avonim. It seems like he's only going on the chiseling of the stones. Mishum de bevinyan mamish ein motzitzeh, because he says it's unlikely that it's not going to be well known if it's a Jewish person's house that they're actually working on. But min hadin, if it's not known that it's for a Jewish person, it would be permissible. And sivkot yudches, it's shari. The Ramah says it's okay. Hainu, what does it mean? It's shari. Sheino tzarich limchos ve'eno yehudi im yasim alach tu shabbos. You don't have to protest if the guy is doing it on Shabbos. However, ubavad shlo yomalo shiyasim b'Shabbos. You certainly aren't allowed to tell him, please do this for me on Shabbos. As the Chofetz Chaim in Sharetzion Yudches says, the lo odif mitalush lekaman. It certainly is no different than when it's totally not connected, what we say over there, that you're not allowed to tell the guy to do it for you on Shabbos. So certainly over here, where it's a little bit mechuber, you're certainly not allowed to tell the non-Jewish person to do it for you on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'chol zadav g'moyenu yudi osu b'veso. This is all only permissible under this circumstance if the non-Jewish person is doing it in his house. Oh, shi'yeh al koponim rochot me'abinin, or at least if it's far away from the Jewish person's house that the stones are going to be used for. Why? Kidei shalo yimin karshu shal Yisrael l'chanal. Because this, in this situation, it will not be recognizable that the guy is doing work for the Jewish person, and people may not know that it's a kablanah situation, and they'll think it's a schir yom, and it would be marisayin. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, Umashma b'kam achronim. He brings down for many different achronim. The Sfira lon ledina, ki ayesh omrim, hazeh le'inyin situs avonim. That many do rely upon this kula of the Ramah when it comes to chiseling the stones. And maybe, he says, v'efshad gam ha-mechaber modele b'zeh. Maybe even the mechaber holds this way as well. Af le'inyin mechuber gufa. It's only in regards of it's really attached to the ground. Afilim abinyin omi b'mokum she'en yadua shu shalo. It's only in a situation where it's really attached to the ground, and even in that situation, when it's not known it's for the Jewish person, then you shouldn't be meikel. Because the yesh lachu shlishchena, because you always have to be concerned that some neighbors will know that it's the Jewish person's. Olav nebeis, or even his own household will know that that's his house. Shiodim shu shalo v'yachshadu, and they're going to think bad of him. They're going to have a marisayin concern over here because they do know, the neighbors or his household know, that that's his house that's being worked upon. K'moshe kasavnu le'el v'sivkot n'vav, as we learned in yesterday's shir. However, in the Shaar HaTzion himself, the Chofetz Chaim writes, the nearly borer, Kimoshe Gosafti, it's actually clear the way I wrote it that one should not be Mekel over here. The Kainhu, Das Mogen Avram, the Yeraba, Shara Chronim, the Chemash Betosu Shabbos, Ulvushe Srod, and the Graz, the Osu Mishum de Loplug. Across the board, we say Loplug. In situations where it may or may not apply, we don't permit you to do this. Finally, in the Bir Halacha, that we can found on our daf, Hey Omid Aleph, about 6 or 7 lines up from the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, Lo Yishaki Bevinyan. This is in the middle of a large Dibra Maskel of the Bir Halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, V'hinei mashik kosavnu b'mishnah berurah, the kibolus nikra im kol habinyan hu rak b'kablonus. That, how do we define kablonis over here. The entire building has to be paid for based upon the total job. Avolo kishadrichal bilvad hu kablon. And not only where the foreman is paid by the job, ushar schirim, but the hired workers, shetachtov heim lufanim schirim, they may be individually paid. You're working for me on Shabbos only. This is the opinion of the Achronim, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lirali da kavanu." The reason why it has to be the whole job over here has to be a kablonus, and not just the foreman has to be a kablonus arrangement, because the oso balabayis, because often it was in construction, darko liskor lufamim biatzmo esaschirim shetachtav luschiriyom, because you have the workers that are coming in under this contractor's role, but you then say, "Hey, I'd like you to do some additional work for me privately, separately." And therefore, lekachlo nikra too shem kablonis al abinyan. And then you have to be concerned that the entire job is not a kablonis, and in fact, part of it will be schir yom. And therefore, there's a concern of chashash over here that people will think that these workers are working for you specifically for Shabbos. However, he says, avol naderech utomich ein balabais yodea klal mikol esek. But if the contractor and his workers are totally separate, the balabais never subcontracts out with any of them privately. Rakshu socher hadrichal, you hire the contractor. Vadrichal ba'atzmo darku lisko lefam schir yom tachtav, and he may or may not have individuals that work for him only on a daily basis. Then tu avigam kim bichlal kablonis, that is also called the kablonis over here, and it's not a concern. The issue, footnote number 17, says, to give to a nachri kelim she'enu mechubar, kidei she'yasim b'melocha b'mokim afurtzam, to give a non-Jewish person your kelim, and he's going to work on it in a place that's known, that it's your kelim, she'kol b'nei ha'ir no'agim l'tein l'nachri b'kablonis, that all the people in the city go and give the non-Jewish person their item to go work on in that place, so we're going to learn in Siman Reish and Beis that is permissible. Mishum she'lo yavo l'choshto shu schir yom, because nobody's going to think that you hired him for that day, because that's the way the business is done. And isa b'zeh elok ishoses amlocha b'beis Yisrael. And it would only be forbidden for the non-Jewish person to come to your house and do the work there. But if you're giving him your car when he's repairing it in the shop, it's not a concern. And finally, the issue for number 18 says, it was manenu nowadays, sha'noeg hu sha'kablan ha'yisroel socher es polov anochem kischiriyom. Nowadays, when a Jewish contractor will hire workers on a piecemeal basis, he'll hire them for a day-to-day work, so Rav Moshe Feinstein zatzal, the Igros Moshe brings down, sha'af im yischirim b'kablonus, even if he's hiring them in this situation as a job type of a position, and he can't have them work for him on Shabbos. Since everybody knows that the normal relationship over here is a day paid worker, so when they're working on Shabbos, they're going to think that he specifically hired them to work on Shabbos, and there's going to be a chashash over here that the Schir Yom are working for him on Shabbos. For also la sikam meikre mikra din, and you would be forbidden to go and hire them meikre din in this situation. This concludes today's shiur.